Yankee in the winter.
Start your day at the Torahway, Northwest London, Sunday, 26th of Adar, 19th of March. Rabbi Pinchas Kahn Shlita, eating matzah on Erev Pesach. This week's Torah was sponsored L'chvod Simchat Bar Mitzvah of Daniel Osher. Is it Sondheim? Sondheim. Last Shabbos, Yaakov Bekuda. He wrote in Shizka Harov, was kind of Rav Nachas, Yemen, and Mikol Yitzei, Chalot Sehem.
Amen.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to share some words of Torah. There are certain parts of the Sidurim that are less well fluent, etc. And I grew up in a shul, Yotzras, Maroviyos, that was standard. But you know, at every single Haggadah, every single home, as you come towards the close of the Seder, there's a Chasal Sidur Pesach Kehilchosoi. If somebody asks you, tell me, where's the Mekor for Chasal Sidur Pesach? Where does it come from? It's a Yoitzrus of Shabbos Haggadah. In Elekei Horuchais Lechol Basar, this is a long Yoitzer, going through the various halachas in the Gemara and Psachim, ranging from Bedikas Chometz all the way, composed by Rabbi Yosef Tov Elam. Rabbi Yosef Tov Elam was one of the Balei Atosis. And after he goes through a whole set of halachas, the conclusion is Chasal Sidur Pesach Kehilchosoi. We have completed the text and the summary of Hilchas HaPesach correctly. What sort of sense it makes that you didn't learn or didn't go through the Hilchas HaPesach before Pesach, and then on Seder night you say Chasal Siduk Pesach Kehilchosoi, that doesn't really add up. The origin is on Shabbos HaGadol, you talk about the halachas that lead up to it, because by the time Leil Pesach comes, it's far too late. We are going to have maybe an opportunity to discuss one line. After he goes through the halachas, talks about that he's finished the seder of the actual halacha part, and then he signs his name Yosef HaKotan ben Reb Shmuel HaChazak. In the Ois base of Bereb, he says Be'erev HaPesach Somuch LeMinchas Rishoy, on Erev HaPesach, close to Mincha, Lo Yoichal Adam Ad HaIshoy. A person's not allowed to eat until ha'ishoin, until night. Ubevoyoi, mi beis rachashoin, and when he comes back from shul, moizgin loy kois rishoin, you pour out the first cup. Obviously, everything has to rhyme, but we can't learn Balei Atosfos that everything had to just rhyme just to fit in like that. Every word is kodesh kodoshim. Be'erev ha'pesach, Somuch leminchas rishoy. So how would you translate somuch leminchas rishoy? Close to the first mincha. Mincha gedoyla. Mincha gedoyla. We'll see that's not so simple. Mincha gedoyla. Let's start. Because firstly, there is a sugya in Psochim, in Arve Psochim, somuch lemincha. A person's not to eat until it gets dark. Rashi says, in order that he's able to eat matzah enthusiastically. Hidur mitzvah, it's another discussion. Rashbam writes over there, somuch lemincha, mincha kitana. The later mincha of the day, not mincha gedoyla. So, clearly, Rabbi Yosef Tov Elam is not going together with Rashbam. That's what it looks like. However, you must know that in the Or Zeruah, Rabbeinu Shmuel Mipalaiza says that there are a couple of reasons why it can't be Mincha Gedoyla. Let's start with a bit of grammar. Tell me, Mincha is a Loshen Zohar or a Loshen Nekeva?
probably in the keva.
Thomas Dam in the keva. Why? You know, mincha gedola, mincha ketana, not mincha gadol. So he says, well, then it can't be mincha gedola. Why? Because why would he say samach leminchas rishoin? He would have to say samach lemincha rishoina. Can't be. Va'oid, he says, then in the Gemara Pesachim, Arab Pesachim, it goes to a debate whether the mincha in the Mishnah refers to mincha gedola, mincha ketana, and the conclusion is mincha ketana. So what are you saying? Samuch leminchas rishoy. Okay.
For the audience, do you want to define mincha ketana?
Mincha gedola is the first mincha possible of the day, half an hour after chatzos. Mincha ketana works out to be an hour and a quarter, shows money is before shkia, before sunset. And that obviously depends on the time of the year, but those are the two extremes for mincha. The earliest time for mincha, the later time for mincha, and which mincha is it that you can't eat on Erev Pesach, somach lemincha. Okay. We're not going to be able to devote, there's at least three mahalchim in what somach lemincha's rishon means. The Oitzer Hatfilis, by the way, he goes in a completely different tangent. Minchas Rishoin refers that the Isser is only Somach Lemincha of the Rishoin of Pesach. Because what about the din on Thursday Pesach, Somach to the second night? He says, no, that's what the Rabbi Yosef Toiv Elam is highlighting and stressing, that the Isser is only on Erev Pesach of Rishoin de Pesach, not of Yom Sheni de Pesach. That's a tangent, we're going to have time for that. Rabbeinu Shmuel in Oizarua says something incredible. Besides these two questions that it cannot be either grammatically, it will be Samach Leminchas Rishoin, can't be referring to Mincha Gedoila because that would be Rishoina. Secondly, the conclusion of the Gemara is Samach Lemincha Ketana. And he says, Varaya, what that actually is talking about is that the word Rishoin in fact refers to the first day of Pesach. Where does it say that? Pasuk and Parashas Boy, which we hopefully will unpack. Barishoin, ba'arba osar yoim lachodesh, bo'erev toich l'matzis. So you see that the Torah calls the word Barishoin as Yudalit. So he says, that's what Rabbeinu Yosef Tov Adam in this piyut says, ba'erev Pesach, Somoch leminchas rishoin, close to the day which in the Torah is called rishoin. Then a person is not allowed to eat ad ha'ishoin. You must know that at another opportunity for an hour we could talk about why he calls it ha'ishoin and ha'layla, and why we base rachashoin. All of a sudden, you know, somebody says, "What's this base? What's base that you call it? Oil Moshe?" You know, so I came from home from the base rachashoin. Really, like what are you talking about? No, base rachashoin. Okay, fine. So there's a reason. Exactly why he calls it a Beis Rachashon. If you came home and you told your Rebbetzin you came from Beis Rachashon, she wasn't sure, she would definitely know what you're talking about. That's 100%. The problem is that the Rif, after Paskening, that a person has to avoid eating matzah on Erev Pesach, Kedeshi Yochel Matzah Leteov, and that you come home and that you eat matzah enthusiastically. The Ran writes something, it's literally a pelagoda. He says that it means mincha gedoila. You're not allowed to eat matzah from half an hour after chatzos. Yeah? And not allowed to eat any sudari. You can't eat. Okay, fine. What's his reason? He says, since it's a boya deloy ifshita begemara, it's an unresolved question. Therefore, he says, hilkoch azlinan lechumra odif. You have to go lechumra. Which one is more strict, to only forbid a person to eat mincha ketana later in the day, or to forbid a person to eat already early in the day after half an hour after chatzos? Obviously, that's much more lechumra, and you have to go that way. It's a pelagoda. And Tosfos Anshei Sha'ar, Anshe Shem asks right on the spot, what are you talking about? Firstly, the Gemara is Ifshita. The Gemara does come out with a conclusion. What are you saying? And the conclusion of the Gemara is Mincha Ketana. And secondly, he says, what sort of thing is this that you go Lechumra? It's a Durabonon. It's a Durabonon. At the end of the day, you know that Chazal don't allow you to eat matzah. And therefore, why we suffered Rabbanon Lekula? You don't go to Chumrah. Why would you? Why would so pshat is in the Ran? Ah, Zoyi's not the Ran, that's how he leaves it. We're going to have to condense. Bear with me. We're going to learn a Rashi. Rashi in Chumash. Not so Pashat. In Parashas Boy, on this Pasuk, the Pasuk says, Barishoin, apologies, on the previous Pasuk, of Ach Bayoim Harishoin Tashbisu Sa'orim Yibotechem. Torah says 7 days you have to eat matzah. Ach Bayoim Harishoin, on the first day, Tashbisu Sa'orim Yibotechem. You have to destroy the Sa'orim, the chametz from your house. Any time from first till seventh day, you chayv toris. Zok Rashi. Ach bayoim harishon tashbisu soer. How do you translate the word harishon? Zok Rashi, me erev yontuf. Erev yontuf is, you know, you have to destroy. The koru rishon, and it's called rishon, lefishuhu lifnei hashiva. Because it's the day that precedes the 7 days of Pesach. Umotzinu mukdem kori rishoin, and you find that something that comes, that precedes, is called rishoin. Kemoi horishoin. Adam tiva leid. Eov's friend said, were you born before horishoin? Horishoin Adam, were you born before Adam? Halifnei Adam noiladata. Were you born before Adam horishoin? Then says Rashi, I ain't Elo Rishon Shel Shiva. Maybe Taka, the word Rishon, means the first day of the 7 days of Pesach. Talmud Loimar Loisishchak Al Chometz. Torah says you're not allowed to slaughter with Chometz. Loisishchak Al Pesach Va'adayin Chometz Kayim. You're not allowed to slaughter the Korban Pesach when you still have Chometz. That's Rashi in Chumash. And when we learn Chumash with Rashi, it looks pretty good. So very briefly, there's a sugya in Psachim that Rashi's quoting, obviously. The Gemara starts in Daf Dalad on a base. We're not going to go through the whole Gemara. The Gemara wants to know that Chomet, Kula Alma Mia Chomet Mishay Shos Lamala Osir Minola. You're not allowed to eat Chomet from midday on Erev Pesach. Where's the source? Gemara goes through a long Yafus for Abaya, and then the Gemara says on Daf Hei with Aleph. After Ach Cholak, that's one source. Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana. Rabbi Shmuel in his yeshiva taught Motzinu Yudalad Shenikra Rishoin. We find a concept that Yudalad is called Rishoin. Shenemar Borishoin Ba'arba Osor Yom Lachoidesh. Borishoin on the 14th of Nisan. That's it. Careful. He didn't say that the translation of Barishon means prior. He says that Barishon in the Torah is called Yud Dalad Nisan. Where? Which pasuk? Barishon ba'arba aso yoim nachidesh. He does not bring Ach ba'yoim Barishon tashvisu so'im ibateichem. He brings Barishon ba'arba aso. Rabbeinu Yosef Tov Elam, in the Piyut, perfect. That's the way Rabbeinu Shmuel, Mipalaiza, in the Ozarua, that's how he translates it. When it says, Bo'erev HaPesach, Lo Yoichal Adam Somuch Leminchas Rishoin, Somuch Lemincha, of a day in the Torah that is defined as Rishoin. That's the way Rabbi Shmuel. Beautiful. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok is another pshat. Rishoin de meikora mashma. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok says Rishoin means prior, earlier, the day that precedes. And he's got a whole ma'arach in the Gemara, starting from Horishon Adam Tivolei, as we saw in Rashi and Chumash. There's a whole backwards and forwards what you do with the Psukim of Pesach and Sukkos, etc. Vav Moisev Alin Rishon, so a whole Sikkul Gemara. And then, last in Pshat in the Gemara, Rava. So we've got Rabbi Shmuel, who says Barishai means 14th. We've got Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, who says Barishai means the day before. And Rava says, Mehacha, Loisishchat al Chometz dam zivchi, Loisishchat ha Pesach va'adayin Chometz kayom. Says Rava, you're not allowed to slaughter the Korban Pesach when you've got Chometz. Or Rabbi Nishalaylam, Rashi and Chumash made a challenge. Rashi took Rava's Pshat as a basis for Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav Nachman's three Pshat in the Gemara. How you know it? Rabbi Yishmael says, Barisha means that. That's Tosfos' Kasha on the spot. That is a Kasha that how do you get to make such a... And the Marashah discusses it. We're not going to have time to get into every detail. But the Marashah says that the source is... Loisishchat al chometz dam zivchi. That everyone is maskim to Rava at the end of the Gemara. That is the source. Now, how do you know that every Barishon means like that? So therefore, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says, when you come to the pasuk of Ach b'yoyim harishon, therefore that has to translate as the day before. But they are all, when you learn the Gemara, it looks like three different interpretations. But you got that wrong. You're going to come out with the wrong pshat. Says Rashi and Chumash that Rav Nachman by Yitzchok is actually agreeing with Rava. There's a Nemuke HaGriv at the back of the Gemara that discusses whether the Beit Rabbi Shmuel Tana learns the same thing. Rabbi, I wanted to ask you a pasuk. You need to translate this pasuk. Shivas Yomim Matzah Teichelu, 7 days eating matzah. Pretty simple. How do you get to the next part? Sorry, not that posse. Apologies. Posse Yudches. Ba'ar Barishoin. Ba'ar Ba'aso Yoim Nachoidesh. Ba'erev Toichlu Matzois. What are you saying? Barishoin, which Rabbi Shmuel says means Erev Pesach, that's cool. You're Dalit. And the pasuk says, "Ba'arba also yom nachoidesh, ba'erev toichlu matzos." What are you saying? You don't eat matzah on erev Pesach. You eat matzah b'leil Pesach. On the leil yudal, leil tezvav, on the night that introduces the 15th. So the Torah doesn't say one word in that pasuk of the word 15th, not till the end of the parak. What's going on? It says, "But." What and what relevance does the first half of the pasuk have? Barishoin be'ar ba'aso yoim lachoidesh. You want to tell me ba'erev toichlu matzos? Say ba'erev chamisha asar toichlu matzos. It's a big problem, huh? Pasuk translation of pasuk. We have Lashon Rambam, which is obviously based on that sugya in the Gemara in Arei Psachim. Rambam says that a person is not allowed to eat somuch lemincha on erev Pesach kedei sheyikones lematza kishehu tava. Kedei sheyikones lematza kishehu tava. How you kones lematza? Are we all familiar with kedei? You know, sheyikones latoyer lechupa lemasim tovim. You know, bring a person into. How you kones lematza? What does the Rambam say? A person is not allowed to eat on erev Pesach, so that you are yikones lematza kishehu tava. When you are enthusiastic for matzah. So, Rabbeinu Yosef Tevelim, in his very very brief composition, is actually highlighting something amazing. If somebody tells you Achilas Matzah begins on Erev Pesach, They'll say, Amor, it's Godel, you're not allowed to eat matzah erev Pesach. He says, no, it does. The Torah wants you to yikones, to enter and to come to achilas matzah on Leil Pesach, kishuhu tava. When do you do that? How do you start? A person cannot have a histoikikus, a drive, a desire to do two different things, to two opposites. Chovas Abava says a person who has a drive to Olam Hazeh and a drive to Olam Abba is like having fire and water in the same cup. It's not going to exist. You can't. You can't condense and hold two drives to two opposites at the same time. Which is really the depth of Rava. Loisishchat al chometz dam zivchi. You cannot have chometz in your house. You cannot have eating chometz at the same time as you're getting ready for matzah. Getting ready for matzah starts bizman that you're not allowed to eat chometz. So I can't eat chometz from midday. Very nice. So people think, okay, so from then I've got a break until tonight, then I'm going to start my matzah. Say Chazal, no. Your hishtoikikus, your drive, your excitement to achilas matzah begins on Erev Pesach right then. At the same time that the Torah forbids you to eat chometz, from that second you have a chiyuv to get excited to eat matzah. So you're not allowed to eat. So Torah says, Gemara says on the Mishnah, Arve psochim somuch lemincha lo yoichal odom ad shetechsha. Ad somuch lemincha. Fine, don't eat. Why? Kedei sheyikones lematzah kishuhu tava. Where is that sourced? Rabbeisai, posuk, read it again. Barishain, Zot Rabbi Shmuel. Barishain means Erev Pesach on the 14th. Says the Torah, Barishain, Ba'arba aso yoim lachoydesh. But Erev Toichlu Matzos, tonight you're going to eat matzah. So what am I telling you now? Your matzah starts at this point, that moment. And therefore that's Megala, that when the Torah says before, Ach b'yoyim harishon tashbisu so'im ibateichem, it's hainu hach, it's one of the same thing, two sides of the same coin. The Torah starts b'yoyim harishon tashbisu. That b'yoyim harishon tashbisu so'im, you cannot have chometz in your home, that begins your drive to eat matzah. That's what the Rambam says. The person has to date sheyikones lematzah kishu tava, and that begins already in Erev Pesach. If somebody would ask you, when did Klal Yisrael leave Mitzrayim? What time of day? In the morning. That's what we learned. Rabbi Isai, got literally 6 minutes to go. Parsha, three psukim in Parsha's Re'eh. Pasuk says, Shomor perek tezayin pasuk aleph shomor es chodesh ha'aviv. Protect the month of Aviv va'asiso pesach la'Hashem Elokecha, ki b'chodesh ha'aviv hoitziacha Hashem Elokecha mimitzrayim loyla. Oh dear. That's what she did in pasuk. Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim loyla. Two psukim later, Lo yisoichal olav chometz shivas yomim toichal olav matzos lechem oini. Can't eat chometz, you have to eat matzah. Ki b'chipozon yotzos ome eretz Mitzrayim leman tzeischa. Leman, sorry. Tizkoir es yoim tzeischa me eretz Mitzrayim koy yomei chayecha. We deal with that at the beginning of that maggid, right? So you say, yoim, you left Mitzrayim, yoim. And lastly, just to compound the problem of Pasuk Vav, Kiyim el amokim asher yivcha Hashem elokecha l'shakil shmoi sham, where Hashem chose to rest his name, Tizbach es ha-Pesach, Neshak in Shmoy, apologies. Shom tizbach es ha-Pesach bo'orev. You must slaughter the Korban Pesach in the evening. Kevoy ha-Shemesh, when the sun set. Moyed tzeischa mi Mitzrayim. The time you left Mitzrayim. So what I'm doing now. Pasuk Aleph tells me we left Loila. Pasuk Gimel says we left Niyoyim. And Pasuk Vav says we left Laila. No? How do we learn?
Yom is date.
Yom is the date. It says, Leman Tizkor, you're suggesting it's a date. We look at all that in the Mishnah where it discusses it. Yemachiyuv to be Mazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim by Yom, and the whole Shaila, where they're also to be Marba Balaila. So the Yom is definitely learnt in that Mishnah and Brachas. That's a Chiyuv to do it in the day. That's how we learn. Reb Shimon Schwab, in his Sefer, has the most incredible pshat. Did you notice that sometimes the Pasuk says you left Mitzrayim, and sometimes it says you left Eretz Mitzrayim? What's the nafkemina? Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim did a korban. Fred Toysen and Gemara Abayim discusses this in Zvachim. Where was Mizbeach? Where did Zrikas Hadam? What's going on? Zok the Gemara, Abaya says, Shalosh Mizbechos Hoyusham. They had three Mizbechos. Where? The Shtei Mezuzos and the Mashkoif. The two doorposts and the lintel. And when there was Zrikas Hadam, Ala Mashkoif, Al Shtei Mezuzos, that was their Mizbeach. Where were they? I know there's a Yonis and Ben Azir, whatever, to Rishalmi that says Hashem took him and come finish Horim, took him out there to Yisrael, came back. Whatever, Posh Yipshat. Where were they? In Mitzrayim. So you like to shchit in Mitzrayim on the floor? Where's. Complicated. Says Rav Shimon Shvab, you must know there were two Yitzios. When the Torah says, Eretz Mitzrayim. That is the geographical place, the borders. When the Torah says, Mi Mitzrayim, that's from the atmosphere. That is from the filth and the tumah in Mitzrayim. That's what the Torah says. Read the Psukim and now it fits in like a glove. Torah says, Ki b'chodesh ha'aviv, hoitzi'acha Hashem elokecha, Mi Mitzrayim, loyla. That night, we were entrenched in the physical, geographical space in Mitzrayim. Of course, we haven't left yet. But we left Mitzrayim. We left the tumah, we left the environment around, behind us, and we dropped it, and we had Kedusha. Then in Pasuk Gimel, it says, Yeh leman tizkor es yoyim tzeischa, Eretz Mitzrayim. You left Eretz Mitzrayim in the yoyim. That's absolutely correct. And Pasuk Vav, it says, Shom tizbach es ha-Pesach bo'erev, kevoy ha-Shemesh, moyed tzeischa mi Mitzrayim. That's when you left Mitzrayim, not Eret Mitzrayim, that night. Rabbi said the first time the Torah says some phrase, that is the encapsulates every meaning of the phrase. The words B'nai Yisrael feature multiple times in the Torah. But the very first time the Torah ever uses the concept of Batei B'nai Yisrael, when was that? Torah says by Matzah, it says that Hashem took, you were taken up the Chipazoy, we're talking about the Pesach Matzah Morah, and then the Pesukim in the Torah, it says Pesach Sher, that Shoya V'sin Oichlim Al Shumah, the Torah says, Pasuk says, because Hashem was Pasach al Batei B'nai Yisrael, B'nog Poyas Mitzrayim. What is Batei B'nai Yisrael? A Jewish home has to be a Jewish home wherever you are, whenever you are. You could be in the filth of Mitzrayim, and you could be surrounded by every single tumah that there is. But what Klal Yisrael had to achieve in Mitzrayim was to make an island And we are leaving Mitzrayim now. And that is the Kedusha that we created. And for that reason, in every single Haggadah, Hebrew, English, lo meshaneh, before you say Shfoi Chamoscha El Agoyim at Seydenai, what does it say? At this point, Kan Hoischim Es Hadayis. You open the door. What's the diuk? Till now, the door has to be closed. What did you create? You created your own island of Kedusha. Your home has to be Bote B'nei Yisrael. Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Posach al Bote B'nei Yisrael, but not Poyez Mitzrayim. It can be filth and tumor outside over there. What you have to create is an island. And your children and your families have to understand that is your island of Kedusha, Klal Yisrael, we're in Mitzrayim, and they created Kedushas Beis HaMikdash in their own home. Their mezuzos, their mashkoif, that was the Mizbeach where they were doing Zrikas Adam. But that's what we have to create. It's not such a simple thing. And with that, you may be in Eretz Mitzrayim still, but you can create your own Yitzia, Mi Mitzrayim. When does that drive start? Says Rabbi Yosef Toiv Elem, Ba'erev Pesach, Somuch Leminchas Rishoy. That whole process starts with a Hishtoikikus 2 that you have to understand. Achenigla Melech Aleim Melech Malchim Hamlach Makadosh Baruch Hu Ga'olam. That is invested and injected into the matzah. When you understand that's the only achila that we have, when you create around your table, it doesn't just start when you come home from Kiddush, from Shul, and doesn't start there. It starts Somuch Lemincha. How do you know that Pesach starts in Erev Pesach? It's a Mefurisha Pasuk. Barishai, Ba'arba, Asayoyim, Lachoydesh, then Ba'erev Toichlu Matzah. Otherwise, the Pasuk doesn't make any sense. You can't read the Pasuk. Your Pesach starts in Erev Pesach. That moment, you have to make a decision. Where am I driven to? Where am I pulled? Am I pulled to the Gashmias? Or am I going to pull to the Ruchnias? You can't be to both. You can't be driven to both things. Every single person should take that opportunity. It's something you have to just work towards to create that isolation and the island. As you all know, it creates that you're protected inside, but at the same time you protect from the outside comes in. That is the wall, that is the island of Kedusha, we should all be zoicha to the Meher of Yameinu, the Good Yom Tov.
I'm going to go to the hospital.